Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hiller moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Hiller scores. Davenport goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Bob Miller now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bolin moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Bolin moves to third. Hiller moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bolin tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Cepeda moves to third. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bolin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball towards left. Woodling settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Woodling. Mays moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges pinch hits for Bob Miller. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Moorhead now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bolin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Pagan steals third. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hiller is hit by the pitch. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a fly ball towards right. Ashburn catches it and throws to home to double up Pagan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got four RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCovey. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Neal applying the tag. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing shortstop. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornberry for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chacon hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Bob Moorhead. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing shortstop. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Chris Canizaro now catching. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda is hit by the pitch. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McKenzie. Bailey moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn scores. Christopher moves to second. It's 8-4, Giants. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field. Cannell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cannell. Davenport moves to third. Mays moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got four RBIs. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 11-4, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing center field. Manny Moton now playing left field. Willie McCovey now playing first base. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.